From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has threatened again to cancel next month's planned meeting between President Donald Trump and leader Kim Jong-un, following remarks by Vice President Mike Pence, who suggested the North follow the so-called Libya model in giving up weapons of mass destruction. Foreign Affairs Vice Minister Choe Son-hui called them ignorant and stupid remarks. President Trump Wednesday said the U.S. will know by next week whether the Singapore meeting will go off as planned.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
In remarks to Congress, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained upbeat about the talks.
Our posture will not change until we see credible steps taken towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the same time, he said a bad deal is not an option. He told lawmakers there will be no easing of sanctions. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said he supports the meeting.
Direct and contact and dialogue between the leaders is key to addressing the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. We look forward to seeing the meeting take place as scheduled and be successful. We believe that President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un are fully able and they have the wisdom to make the right decision.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. The U.S. Wednesday rejected as unacceptable an appeal for direct UN funding for a 5,000-member Africa force to fight extremists in Sahel. The force is made up of troops from the so-called G5, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, and are funded through voluntary pledges. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued a health alert Wednesday for citizens in China following reports that an American working at the consulate in the southern city Guangzhou suffered a mild brain injury from what are described as abnormal sounds and pressure. Secretary of State Pompeo was asked about that matter.
They've honored their commitment under the Vienna Convention to take care of the diplomats that are serving in their country, and we truly appreciate that. They've offered to assist us in investigating how this came to be, and State Councilor Wong and I had a moment to talk about how we can endeavor to figure out what happened here to ensure something like this doesn't happen again.
The worker has returned to the U.S. for treatment through an interpreter. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi was asked about it.
We don't want to see that this individual case will be magnified, complicated, or even politicized. We hope people will not associate it with other unnecessary matters. China will, in accordance with law, protect all the lawful rights and interests of foreigners in China, especially those of diplomats. That's our firm commitment.
The incident is similar to complaints among U.S. embassy staff last year in Cuba. The U.S. has disinvited China from the RIMPAC International Maritime Exercises following what it called Beijing's destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea. China's foreign minister, through an interpreter, expressed his disappointment.
We find that a very non-constructive move. It's also a decision that's taken lightly. It's unhelpful to mutual understanding between China and the U.S.
The Pentagon said there's evidence China has deployed anti-ship missiles, surface-to-air missile systems, and electronic jammers to contested features in the Spratly Islands, as well as recently conducting landing and takeoffs of a bomber at Woody Island. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, following his shock election victory this month, vowed to cut the national debt. One of the budget-cutting casualties will be ending next week the extended search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared in March 2014 without a trace. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has criticized the Trump administration, give tough policy toward Tehran, insisting Washington is trying to overthrow the Islamic Republic. The U.S. announced earlier this month it's pulling out of the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran. Mr. Considering steep tariffs on auto imports, similar to those imposed on steel and aluminum, administration officials say it's aimed in part at pressuring Canada and Mexico to make sufficient concessions to reach an updated North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.